Another iAccess demo for Blind Abilities.
Pete Lane here. Welcome to another iAccess demo. Today we feature
Fast Five,
time-saving iOS gestures. I'm going to present five particular gestures that are not new, nor are they unknown to you listeners. But I wanted to share how I use them and how it saves me time. Let's get started with our Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Two-finger double tap.
The two-finger double tap, also known as the magic tap. I think I'll let VoiceOver tell the story.
Start and stop the current action. For example, answers and hangs up a telephone call. Starts and stops playback of music and video. Starts and stops the stopwatch. Starts and stops video recording. Takes a picture in camera. Starts and stops voice memo recording. Pauses and resumes voicemail message playback. Stops custom voicemail greeting recording.
As you heard, the two-finger double tap performs a myriad of actions. Here's one that VoiceOver didn't mention. I use it frequently. Let me right-click into the body of an email.
Message body, text field, is editing, line mode, insertion point at start.
Two-finger double tap. When we share each other's visions, we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the realities of, caps on, blind abilities, caps off. And another two-finger double tap.
Inserted when we share each other's visions, we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the realities of blind abilities.
Just one of the many actions that the two-finger double tap can accomplish. Check it out.
Three-finger swipe up and down.
We're all about efficiency and saving time, right? Well, the three-finger swipe up and down will help you do exactly that. You know those situations where you've got a multi-page document or a website with multiple pages, and you know that the area where you want to be is way down in the middle or almost to the end? Or you're in your music app and you're in your list of artists or your list of songs or your lists of albums and the artist that you want starts with the letter J? Well, you could flick forever or you could try the three-finger swipe up.
Scroll down one page.
Or down.
Scroll up one page.
To get through a list or a multi-page document or website. This was a difficult concept for me to grasp early on, but I envisioned myself looking through a magnifying glass, and in order to move down a page, I would move the paper up under the glass. Vice versa, in order to get toward the top of the page, I would move the paper down under the magnifying glass. Same concept here with the swipe up and down with three fingers. Here's an example.
Music. Double tap to open. The Allman Brothers Band. 10 albums, 102 songs.
I'm in my Allman Brothers Band, number one on my list of artists. I want to get to Jackson Browne. I know that's under J, so instead of flicking 30 times, I'll go ahead and use the three-finger swipe up, which moves down the document. So I'll swipe up until I get to where I think the J's will be.
Page 3 of 10, page 4 of 10. Jackson Browne, one album, 16 songs.
There it is, Jackson Browne. Through the magic of editing. Next artist I want to get to is Cream. Obviously the C's are higher up in the alphabet, so I'll use my three-finger swipe down to go up the list. You're getting the hang of it.
Page 4 of 10. Page 3 of 10.
I'm in the right ballpark. Now let me flick backwards to get up to Cream.
Coheed and Cambria, Commodores, Cream, 4 albums, 28 songs.
There it is. A simple gesture saves lots of time. I think we're getting it, but let me show you one more example. Let me open my Audioboom app.
Audioboom. Double tap to open.
Get into my list of posts.
Toggle menu. Post tab. Selected. Hashtag blind abilities reading data in tables with VoiceOver by Celtic Eagle posted about 3 hours ago, 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Celtic Eagle, this is the first in my list of posts, but I want to find a clip that Jeff posted a few days ago on the subject of the Victor Reader Stream. So I'll get out my three handy fingers and swipe up to go down the list.
Rows 5 to 10 of rows 10 to 15, rows 15 to 20 of 41, rows 20 to 25 of 41, rows 25 to rows 30 to 35 of rows 35 to 40 of 41. Victor Stream and Voice Dream Reader, how I use them at J. Thompson 6835 by Jeff Thompson posted 2 days ago, 7 minutes and 3 seconds.
There it is, Jeff Thompson on the Victor Reader Stream. So that's it, the three-finger swipe up and down. It sure beats flicking dozens of times when you gotta cover a lot of ground. Check it out.
Three-finger quadruple tap.
Copy last spoken text to the clipboard.
The process of selecting and copying text was greatly simplified with the addition of the text selection feature on the rotor in iOS 9. But even that simplified process still requires flicks and gestures. Sometimes you're just looking for a way to copy something that VoiceOver just spoke. In those cases, the three-finger quadruple tap is exactly what you need. Let me show you one way that I use this gesture. I'm in the E1 Time website, home of the Bradley Watch, and I want a descriptive paragraph of this.
Bradley Voyager Silver $325.
Following the title of that watch is the descriptive paragraph. I'm now going to do my three-finger quadruple tap to copy that paragraph to the pasteboard.
The minimalist face of the Bradley Voyager Silver features raised hour markers brushed in a sleek mirrored finish. The ring around the timepiece face features a reflective hue that radiates varying shades of slate when angled. Crafted from genuine Italian leather and finished with detailed nylon stitching, the wristband adds to the durability and elegance of the piece. Copied to pasteboard.
So now we have that copied to our pasteboard. I'm going to go to my app switcher and take it over to an open mail and paste it in there.
App switcher. Blind abilities. Active. Mail. Active. Mail. Message body. Text field. Insertion point at end.
And I'll turn my rotor.
Words. Characters. Language. Edit. Paste. The minimalist face of the Bradley Voyager Silver features raised hour markers brushed in a sleek mirrored finish. The ring round the timepiece face features a reflective hue that radiates varying shades of slate when angled. Crafted from genuine Italian leather and finished with detailed nylon stitching, the wristband adds to the durability and elegance of the piece. Paste.
There we go. As simple as that. The three-finger quadruple tap. Copy last spoken phrase.
Three fingers swipe right and left.
Another time-saving gesture, the three-finger scroll to the left.
Scroll right one page.
Or to the right.
Scroll left one page.
This gesture is used when you wish to go to the previous or to the next page on your home screen. Many of us opt to use a different method, such as flicking down to the bottom of your home screen to the page number designation.
Twitter, Dropbox, Downcast, Blind Ability, VoiceDream, page 405, adjustable.
And then flicking up or down to go to the next or the previous page respectively, just like this.
Page 3, page 2, page 105.
Others will flick down to the number designation.
Page 105, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And double tap it.
Page 205, adjustable. Page 305, adjustable. Page 405, adjustable.
To advance the page number by one. But the three-finger scroll to the left or to the right is quicker. Here's an example. Right now I'm on page 4 in my home screen, and I wish to go back to page 1. I'll use the three-finger swipe to the right.
Page 3 of 5, Apple Apps Folder, 6 apps. Page 2 of 5, 1010 XL. Page 1 of 5, Calendar, Wednesday, May 4th.
And here I am on page 1. Conversely, I use the three-finger scroll from right to left to advance one page at a time.
Page 2 of 5, 1010 XL. Page 3 of 5, Apple Apps Folder. Page 4 of 5, WhatsApp.
And here I am on page 4. We all have our own preferences, and we've all formed habits. But the purpose of this demo is, once again, to point out some time savers and gain some efficiencies. I think the three-finger scroll is one way to do that.
Four-finger single tap.
There are two gestures that I think are very cool because they're serious time savers. The four-finger single taps. Let's take a look at the first one right now. The four-finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Move to the first element.
How many times have you been at the bottom of a long list and you found yourself having to swipe to the left dozens of times to get back to the top of the list? How many times have you found yourself in the middle of a website and you get carpal tunnel for having to flick back to the top? How many times have you listened to a demonstration and the podcaster says, let's go back to the top left part of the screen and find that back button? Or let's go to the top of the screen and look for our heading. More often than not, you land in the status bar, or sometimes you land about an inch below the back button. The four-finger single tap will alleviate all of these situations with one tap. Let me give you a couple of examples on how I use this gesture. I'm in my email app. In fact, I'm at the very bottom of an email thread.
Take care, Jeff Thompson and Pete Lane, blindabilities.com. Link, mark message, button, move, button, delete, button, reply, button, compose, button.
As many of you know, this might be a long thread consisting of several emails going all the way back to the original one. Often when we get to the bottom of these threads, it takes forever to flick back to the top to get to that back button, in this case, the inbox button. Well, instead of flicking left, 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 all I need to use is one gesture, a four-finger single tap at the top of my screen, and I'll get right back to
inbox, back button. Inbox, Jeff Thompson, at blindabilities.com.
It's as simple as that. Another situation is when you're on your home screen. Right now, I'm at the bottom of page one of my home screen.
Music. Double tap to open.
Now, if I need to get back to the top, I could swipe to the left.
Safari. Mail. One up. Phone. Page 1 of 5. News.
But a quicker gesture, the four-finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Calendar. Tuesday, May 10th. Double tap to open.
Gets me right there. Here's a situation. You're in your app store, and you go to your search tab.
Search. Tab. 4 of 5.
Double tap. Does it take you to the top of the screen?
Updates. 22 items. Tab. 5 of 5.
No. How do you get there quickly?
Search. Search field. Double tap to edit.
Four finger single tap, of course.
Move to the last element.
Just as the four finger single tap near the top of the screen takes you to the top of the page or the top of a list, the four finger single tap at the bottom of the screen takes you to the bottom. I'm in my email app. Let me flick to the right one line at a time.
Gmail. Back button. Inbox. Heading. Edit button. Search field. Fedora Outlier LLC. Left. Robert Carter. Re. Jonathan Mosen. Re. Jeff Thompson. At LineMobilities.com.
These emails are my most current emails within the last day or two. Now, let me use the four-finger single tap toward the bottom of the screen and see where I land.
Compose button. Updated 2 minutes ago.
I'll just flick to the left a couple of times, and let's listen to the dates on these emails.
Pete Lane, FWD, Indy, 5/2/14. Lane Pete S, checking in, 6/13/14.
It saves you a lot of flicking. I've got over 300 emails in this inbox, and I got to the bottom of the list with a four-finger single tap and a couple of flicks to the left. How about another example of how I use these four-finger single taps? I'm in my podcast app. Downcast is my podcast app of choice, and I'm at the top of the Blind Abilities podcast feed. Let me swipe to the right, and when I get to the first couple of podcasts, listen to the dates.
Blind Abilities, heading. Bridging the gap between the limited expectations and realities of blind abilities, heading. Career Expo 2016, Stephen Guerra, company owner, assistive tech trainer, beatball advocate, status. Audio, downloaded, unplayed, duration, 6:41, published, Wednesday, iAccess demo, the native Apple clock app, 4 powerful apps in 1, status. Audio, downloaded, unplayed, duration, 15:57, published, 5/2/16, more podcasts, what are you, listening to, status, audio, downloaded, unplayed, duration, 12:03, published, 5/2/16.
You notice the first couple of podcasts I flicked to were very recent podcasts, published this week and last week. But there are over 50 podcasts in this list. If I wanted to get down toward the older ones, I'd have to flick 50 plus times. Instead, I'll use the four-finger single tap at the bottom of the screen and flick backwards a couple of times and see what I land on.
Podcast settings, button, actions, button, podcast details, edit, button. 56 episodes, 30, view other available, kitchen cafe, accessible gadgets, measuring cups and spoons, status, audio, downloaded, unplayed, duration, 3:13. Published, 12/4/15, Blind Abilities Presence, Amadeus Pro Demo Series, a discussion about the GoTo Navigation Tool, status, audio, downloaded, unplayed, duration, 14:50, published, 12/7/15.
There we are. It's as simple as one four-finger single tap at the bottom of the screen, and you get to the bottom of the list, just flick backwards and you're there. Once again, I'll get to the top of the list with a four-finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Podcasts, back button, Blind Ability, find episode. Bridging the Gap, Career Expo 2016, Stephen Guerra, company owner, assistive tech trainer, beatball advocate, status, audio, downloaded, unplayed, duration, 6:41, published, Wednesday.
And as you heard, I'm right back at those most recent podcasts. I can't say enough about these gestures. Let me try just one more. I'll jump right into my music app.
Music, double tap to open.
Now I'll find the first artist in my list of dozens.
The Allman Brothers Band, 10 albums, 102 songs.
The Allman Brothers. Now I want to get to an artist at the bottom of this list. I want to get to Richie Havens. How would I do that? Well, I believe I would have to flick about 47 times because I have around 50 artists in my library. Instead, I'll use the four-finger single tap and let's see where I land.
Connect, tab, 4 of 4.
Now I'll flick backwards until I get to Richie Havens.
Radio, tab, 3 of 4. Playlists, tab, 2 of 4. Selected, My Music, tab, 1 of 4. Toto, 1 album. Santana, 3 albums. Rush, 2 albums. The Rolling Stones, 3 albums. Richie Havens, 1 album, 17 songs.
So there we are. I've used a half a dozen gestures instead of 50 gestures. Once again, I really like these four-finger single taps. What time savers. Why don't you check them out too? We hope that this quick look at our Fast Five has been helpful. Please let us know what gestures you think are particularly beneficial and time-saving. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Fast Five.
You've been listening to an iAccess demo from Blind Abilities. You can find Blind Abilities on the web at www.blindabilities.com or at bateencast.com. Look for us on Twitter at Blind Abilities or on the Blind Abilities channel on the Audio Boom platform. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great day. iAccess for Blind Abilities.